Hello, this is YouTube Rumble, TikTok film update for 7/11/2023. No pun intended for politics part one. A lot of shit has been going on. Jean-Pierre can't tell the truth even if she turned her skin white. Racist pun intended. A lot of shit's go even Donald Trump is still blamed for Biden's shit. Is still blaming Donald for a lot of things. Elon is now doing Zuckerberg into the octagon. Neither one of them know what the fuck they're doing, but meantime they're showing off inside of an octagon. If you're gonna do something like that, please put real warriors in the and against each other. Because if you're gonna do something like that, get people who's worth it. Don't get celebrities going in there to beat the crap out of one another just for the sake of getting paid. I don't advocate people to beating the crap out of each other, but if you're gonna make it, put something in that's worth it. Like, for example, the ending scene in IP Man 3. Do something that's worth it. The fentanyl shit. This is a serious problem. I'm gonna sound nuts. I don't care if I put myself in idiot corner, because sometimes thinking of the dumbest shit is important. Check to see any kind of medication you're doing, because if they're gonna be importing the fentanyl through the southern border and the politicians don't give a shit, and that includes Ted Cruz and others who are corrupt. Who's to say that your Tylenol isn't laced with the fentanyl? Who's to say that your birth control isn't laced with fentanyl? Who's to say that your any kind of medication that you're getting at your pharmacy, who's to say it's not going to be laced with fentanyl? Check your candy. Who's to say it's not going to be laced with fentanyl? The way they're doing the food, who's to say that it's not going to be laced with fentanyl? If you look on any one of Alex Jones's films that he's doing now, he did one last month. I now take ivermectin with anything I take. And by the way, I'm still alive. Any meat that you're doing? Take it with it. They're still messing with China, with the Chinese government. They're still doing their shit with it. They're still messing with the Ukraine. $950 billion worth of laundered money, and they still want more. If you've seen any uncensored films with Lindsey Graham, he's now having lunch with Zelensky, praising Zelensky for destroying Russia. What all Russia's doing is bringing the Ukraine back home. That's really all it is. Yes, I consider Fox News Channel entertaining in some ways, but even they're lying to you. Okay? All this shit that's going on in the media, don't take any of it seriously until it's proven. Watch Alex Jones at Infowars.com and you'll get proof through that. You can also get proof through here. I just started my website. I'm starting to re-edit it. I'll start doing my website address there. I'm also going to start not only putting my YouTube, Rumble, and TikTok updates on here, I'm also going to be putting these on the server. Pirate it, I don't care, go for it. Now they're trying to bring the transgender shit in society. This is one of the reasons why I'm against a corrupt government like the US is. I have nothing against good people, but I am starting to want to have lunch for an hour with an educated black from England and France and an Aborigine faster than I will a black from the US. Yes, there are minorities, but they're from New York, where I'm from. Where I'm from, we can have a conversation with a black and a white, no matter what nationality we are, and we're too busy hanging out, joking. We even hang out with the Costa Ricans who are educated. Now, those of you who don't know what a Costa Rican is, which I'm sure you do, I'm just saying hypothetically, southern border, but they're not from Mexico. I had a Costa Rican when I was in my senior year in 1995. There are some who are stupid, but the ones we hung out with, they're educated. If you check out the unedited films, there are the Border Patrol bastards bringing them in. They're denying them. If you go on any of the pirated films on the internet, on InfoWars, on Alex Jones, there are a lot of films in 2022 where they're blatantly denying it on public. We don't bring them in, but yet they're escorting the bastards on the buses. If you're paying a high price for a hotel room, they're bringing the bastards in for free while giving them food, giving them wardrobes, giving them phones. So now, here's a pointer. If you look in yourself, you look at your cell phone provider, no matter what it is, no matter who it is, no matter what model of the phone it is, no matter if it's Android or an iPhone, check your phone bill. You could be paying a monthly bill when every phone provider is saying free trade-in. Analyze your phone bill. I had to go to the CEO of AT&T. Just a side note. Not that you're really going to do it, but just a side note. Compare information with other people if you have to. Every phone provider is not charging you a monthly installment. Even if they're switching attacks with your monthly installment, check your phone bill because they're not charging people for the reciprocation of giving these bastard foreigners a free phone. If you're legally crossing the border through the immigration requirements, good on you. But check everything you get because of the price hike, otherwise known as, like my mother calls it, price gouging. My mother's 81. She's a fully functional 81-year-old. She's more functional than all the corrupt politicians put together. Check everything you have. Check every medicine you have. Because I'm telling you right now, like Alex Jones said in 2022 and early this past year, if the COVID-19 shot doesn't get you, anything that the government will lace you, what you're eating with, will get you. That past thing that they had with all the poor air quality, how do I know that the air isn't going to be poisoned? Hence why you have hurricanes. Hence why you have tornadoes. Check it all. Do I sound theatrical? Good. Brings a good point. As far as social media goes, Ice-T is now bitching. If you don't like my wife, why are you following her? That's going to be coming up next in social media. Elon is making an asshole out of himself. All the politicians are making an asshole out of themselves, including Zuckerberg. They're now censoring free speech. Really? How about this? Bomb the US, bomb DC. Good people, get out of the way so you can get saved. They're now questioning Madonna. Really? At least she was able to say it about bombing the White House. At least Johnny Depp is able to say, when was the last time the president was assassinated? At least they're able to say it, and yet now they're crucifying him. So that's going to be up. So all this shit is going to be coming up next in social media. So, my next update is going to be kind of funny too. So, I'll talk to you guys later.